20 seconds ago, I don't know.
Oh, dude, that package someone sent? The recording of the snow game, the famous snow game in Lambo, ripped off of VCR. Like, random dude just sent DVD.
I think somebody sent me one of their.
Good. Well, it has arrived.
I don't see Facebook, so I may have already done it.
Facebook!
Cancellation section.
The book.
When you have the social setup. Cool. All right, so Facebook social should be set up. I'm gonna go do a test chat
Maybe
right now. So
did you tweet?
Yeah. I did a 10-minute warning.
From the LiveX studios in New York City, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host and co-founder here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky. We are both coming to you live from the LiveX studio in Midtown Manhattan, and we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, we'll break down the big win over the Titans and look ahead to the final regular season game against the Bears. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good, we got
A.J. Dillon trucking fools.
We got the bad, we got
Sean getting the kick block again, Meninga.
We got the ugly, we got
all those Packer fans who call themselves Packer fans but are actually haters. I'm done with them, Corey. I'm done with them all. All the haters can kiss my ass. That's my message for the new year in 2021. Welcome back to New York City, Corey Banky. I have not seen you live in person since March. This is kind of surreal. It's been a while.
That's weird.
Tell me
it's
about it.
It's very bizarre.
It's really bizarre.
You know.
You look like a hologram when I walked into the studio.
I'm still
today.
What are you talking about? I'm in Green Bay. On this shot, I'm still in Green
point.
Bay.
Fair point.
I'm right in my spot in Green Bay, and I'm going to tell you right now, I was not happy last night when I saw that snow coming down, and I was like, you effing moron. You were in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and you left.
All year.
What were you thinking
By
about?
By yourself, all year.
I know, but then it started. I'm like waiting for it to snow. We had a little bit of snow one of the games,
yeah,
but it was like a little dusting.
Yeah,
but last night
was
like the real deal.
Classic.
I'm there the entire season, training camp, you talking about it. I'm there. And now one game.
We need a Banky weather report, and you're in New York City across the street from the studio. You know, I don't know. But hey, the Packers game made up for all that.
I did.
The
it
Packers,
did, it did, it did,
how
it did,
they
it
played.
Did, it did.
I mean,
what's you know what? I didn't tell you to. I have a thing I want to talk about on Blogosphere.
No.
One of your buddies that I just realized.
I should have
told you. I should have told you.
So now
I should have told
live.
You in the rehearsal. So now we yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be all organic. See, this never fails. Guess who's texting me?
Your daughter.
That's correct. Did they text me while we were sitting here
nope.
prior to? The, I've been
nope.
here like an hour.
I need food right now.
Not a single text.
Right
no.
Now.
No food this time. Just
got it.
Just texts. Just random texts as we go live. It's what happens.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So let's see. Should we get some Packers news?
Packers news.
There's
there
some
is
Packers
some.
News.
There's a little bit of Packers news.
I mean, it's hard to drum up news
less than 24 hours since the last game, but we got some for you, folks. The Packers delivered a command performance on Sunday Night Football, absolutely dominating the Tennessee Titans. That's headline worthy, Corey.
It is.
That is headline worthy. Everyone was wondering how the Packers would fare against a quote-unquote good team. And I love that Aaron Rodgers called that nonsense out in his post-game press conference.
I mean, how many times did we hear the word Derrick Henry for the last 8 weeks of our lives?
Months.
Why?
Months.
Yeah. Why? Everybody's like, oh, well, when we get to Derrick Henry. Oh, Dalvin Cook did this, so Derrick Henry.
Why are they down south? Is there any particular reason?
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Tennessee's in the south.
Okay. That's a fair point.
That was my Tennessee fan.
So Tennessee Packers fan.
That was my Tennessee fan.
They're worried about Derrick Henry? Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Makes sense.
Problem with Tennessee, I think the reason why people still are There are stragglers out there.
Oh,
okay?
I am aware.
What I call the nitpicking stragglers of the world. I will pick this nit, and I don't care how good you are. I will pick it.
Oh my god!
And you know these people exist, and you know what it is. I think it's like for some people, it's like all of, you know, when in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, here we go.
And he's like holding the thing and like all of the stuff has to be aligned. Like you have to be playing the Cowboys in December and the running back has to get 200 yards.
Exactly.
And the
quarterback.
Score
4 touchdowns.
Everybody's got.
Yep.
Until that happens, I'm not a believer. That's basically the people you got.
Those are the ones. Those are the ones that are still hanging on to whatever tired-ass narrative they were spinning back in April when they were pissed off about the draft. They've got to hold on to it for dear life.
Yep.
So, shout out to those folks.
I mean, this is the thing. It's like the thing I say at the end of the season every year is if the Packers are losing, take that time to get rid of the bandwagon fans in your life. And when the Packers are winning, take the time to get rid of the negative Nelly nitpicking trolls in your life.
That's wise advice.
Sage
advice.
Window cleaning time.
Absolutely. Exactly. All right. So we go on to the next bit of news, which I love this little stat. The Packers had no penalties and no punts last night.
No way.
Not a single penalty.
But J.K.
Not a single
Scott
punt.
Had to tackle people.
That ended up not
J.K.
counting.
J.K. Scott made a stop.
He did.
He
got
finally
up. And he got up, and he was really pumped about it, too. If you look at the replay, like he gets up, and he's all excited.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
That was just for you. You hear Al Michaels' voice in that play? He's like, okay, here we go. Like, he's going to run it all the way back. And then J.K. Scott enters the picture.
Gets in the way. I think he was. I think he was watching Pat McAfee's show. He's taking the tips.
Take your shot.
But yeah,
just
no.
Take your shot.
Can you believe that? No punts and no penalties.
I can't even fathom that. But it just happened.
It's
I just
unbelievable.
Watched
Didn't
it last
Wes
night.
Put like that's the first time that's happened since Elias started taking stats. Or
I
something.
Have no idea how long it's been. I know it's been a long ass time. It's pretty insane. Pretty insane. Finally, last bit of news. Packers have control of the NFC's number one seed. Don't know if you know this. There's been a little chatter about it.
Yeah.
The Packers win against the Bears, who still suck.
Yep.
And they have the number one seed. Now, they could lose. They could conceivably lose the game on Sunday against the Bears and still clinch.
Yep.
The first
Just
overall
need some,
seed.
Need some help.
But we don't want to worry about that. We don't need to deal with that. Just beat the Bears. Like, just make it easy on yourself.
I mean,
you know?
I just think, I said this last night during watch party. The amount, okay, so the Green Bay Packers can be doing this well, and the amount of hype equals this much. The Chicago Bears can do this well, and the amount of hype is this much.
Oh, yeah.
The ratio what you do to hype, it's insanity.
Yep.
I used to talk about New York, but I mean, any inkling of anything good happening out of Chicago and people done lose their mind.
Yep. Correct.
It's how you get a player like Mitch Trubisky this long because you have no standards of excellence.
I mean, when they're talking about possibly keeping him, I loved Adam Schefter's tweet about how some NFC executives are saying that they might etc. Andrew Brandt's retweet of it was so great. He was like, "Are these NFC North executives?"
And what's funny about that tweet is one of those tweets where like every single person you follow quote tweets it. It's like too much gold.
It's way too.
Like,
it's like
Andy Herman.
The gold is so deep. There's such a good vein
there's
there.
So many.
It's gotta be mined.
There's so many things you can say.
So
about
many nuggets. So yes, the Packers are in control. They're in control, people. You know, control, that thing you want, thing you desire. Packers have it. They have control of the first overall seed in the NFC playoffs. Let's get to the offense, shall we, Corey Behnke? We're going to be a little shorter than usual today, folks. It is, like I said, day after the game. We're early this week because of the holiday. Got a lot coming up later for LiveX this week. So trying to get this in. That means we're going to be a little shorter than usual. But that doesn't mean we won't be talking about the offensive performance we saw last night. And, hey, I know people are going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. People are going to talk about Davante Adams. Hell, we're going to talk about Davante Adams in a little bit. But first, we got to give a shout-out. Not to Corey Behnke, although it is nice to have him in the studio here. We got to give a shout-out to Corey Linsley.
Yep, making that offense go.
I mean, it's no mystery, right? It's no mistake.
It's really not.
They have this complete offensive performance when Corey Linsley is back in the fold. What a shock.
If anything, to get Elton Jenkins where he needs to be. Mm-hmm. Can't say his name. I don't know why. That G always throws me up.
The silent G,
it's
man.
It's like the silent G. I should know better.
It gets you every time.
You know, Elton Jenkins, he plays better at that. Everybody is in the position they are deemed to be.
Well,
and Corey Linsley just is a master.
Say,
he really is
he
a
is.
Master.
He is. It is not
should
to say that
this year,
Jenkins. But. Yes, he should. It's not to say that Jenkins doesn't play well at center, because he does. But to your point, I think it's that old adage of when you start moving guys around, yes, that guy that you're moving, say Elton to center, may fit the bill and make, you know, the offense go and it can work, but you are weakening yourself by taking a guy who's had all these reps at guard, played at an extremely high level, a Pro Bowl level, some might say, because he made the Pro Bowl this year. And you're just weakening it because now you've got a ripple effect. The less ripple across your offensive line, the better you're going to be. And I think last night, even though they dealt with injuries again last night, you know, Wagner goes down,
Wagner,
you got to shuffle again. I mean, we've talked about it before on this show. Shout out to Adam Stenovich. Holy cow. You're talking about an offensive line coach. Just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's out there. Now, obviously, there are optimal when Corey Linsley is out there.
But that's the difference, though, is what does matter is do you want to have an offensive performance for four quarters? Mm. You need Corey Linsley in there. If you only want to go two quarters, beat their ass, and then have all the nitpicking trolls come at them
life.
For the third and fourth quarter, then don't have Corey Linsley in there.
You
know what I'm saying?
I couldn't say
what
any do.
You, what would you like? How would you like the press conferences to go at the end? Would you like the nitpicking radio trolls to nit and pick you? Or would you like everybody to not have anything to say, basically, how great you are?
What was funny is that, so speaking of, because we're doing this today, I wasn't on LaFleur's postgame press conference. We listened to it here in the studio, but I wasn't participating. But it was like, what are you going to ask him today? What do you ask him
Coach,
today?
Coach, why are you so awesome?
I understand, like you said, there are nits to pick, undoubtedly. But, like, what answer are you going to get out of Coach LaFleur today? Like, Coach?
Well, because he's
Was
not.
That just the best last night?
Well, yeah, he's
was
not.
Was that just awesome?
He's not going to talk about the playoffs right now.
No,
he's
no.
going to talk about.
Although he did call the Bears game a playoff game. The playoffs start next Sunday. Got to start. Got to go whoop some Bear ass. That's what I'm talking
this
about.
Is not a playoff game. This is just a regular season.
I know.
NFC North.
I know.
Hey, remember?
He's trying to focus his guys.
Remember that division that we won?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a little reminder. This is a little like, oh, yeah, Chicago. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is your little brother thinking he's getting a little hot. Thinking
funny.
He can finally beat you,
funny,
maybe.
Chicago.
Give him one of those.
Yeah.
Sit him
You're
down.
Just like, dude, no, sit down.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Just sit down.
Like, just this ascent. Honestly, people, honestly. This seeming minor, I don't know what happened. It just happened like 2 days ago, and it's freaking me out.
Oh, boy.
This minor ascension of Chicago, where did this come from? This is not a good team in the NFL. Who is making this a good team? I don't understand this.
Well, Trubisky's clicking a little bit, and they're like, figuring some things out on offense.
Montgomery has really come to life. We'll talk about this later in the Bears preview section.
Gotcha.
How about that?
I just don't get it.
You don't look at the script. I know.
I looked at it.
Let's talk about, we said we're going to talk about Devontae. We got to talk about Devontae.
Oh, my
Because
goodness.
He was absolutely absurd last night.
Oh, yeah.
12 targets, 11 receptions. The only target that he didn't catch was because it was caught by the other team. It was when Aaron got to him late over the middle. Aaron talked about it after the game. But Devontae, only Devontae can step into a freaking snowstorm and just be the smoothest dude out there regardless. I mean, I stole this clip, as I often do for this show, from our good friend Ben Fennell. I just wanted to highlight this absurd. I love this play. Let's roll this clip because here's Devontae getting into the back of the end zone. Now watch this clip. You think, look at the top here. Devontae, two guys. Oh, I'm going to leave you in the dust and just do what I want. Now watch. Here's, you think double coverage is going to stop Devontae Adams? That's adorable. That's a touchdown. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
He just, every route, I loved how the broadcast kept highlighting his release off the line of scrimmage, how he kept his feet together and then kind of exploded out of that stance. I mean, you cannot
It's so
say
many
enough.
Little things. Yes. His technique is off the chain. Like, he has his footwork. He has the way he catches the ball, the way that he
there's
catches
one.
Different passes.
Dude,
he catches different passes there's, differently
there's
naturally.
An, there's
it's
an
crazy.
Over route. The over route that he catches, when it's he just cooks a guy off the line. He slow plays it at first, and then he turns it on and gets the over, and he's got the guy beat by like 3 yards. But Rodgers throws it a bit behind him. Devontae just goes up, snags it, smooth as hell, falls down, and then literally as he's like basically sliding in the snow, he signals first down. Like, that guy is just on – I said it on Gut Reactions last night. This is, after Sterling Sharp, the greatest I've ever seen anyone in a Packers uniform
speaking
play
of Sterling
the position
Sharp,
of wide receiver.
Of all the records he needs on Sunday, when I was looking at Wes Hodd, had some of the things that Devontae is on. He needs like 189 or 90 yards to pass one thing, but he only needs 4 catches to pass Sterling Sharp 4 catches in a season, and he did one less game.
Or it's 2 less games this year.
Well, 2 less games this year, but isn't it 1 less game to what Sterling Sharp would have played over a season?
I think so.
Because there's 1 extra, right?
Here's, you want to talk about insane.
That's pretty crazy.
You want to talk about insane records and insane feats, not only just from Devontae Adams, but Rodgers to Adams. Here we go. Here's a little nugget. Most completions between a Packers quarterback and wide receiver in team history. Number 3 is Rodgers and Nelson with 469.
Okay.
Second is Favre and Driver with 486.
Okay.
And as of last night, number 1 is Rodgers and Adams with 487. So now Rodgers and Adams finally passed Favre and Driver.
So Rodgers has 2 out of 3 there.
Yep.
That's
and
pretty
Driver,
crazy.
Driver's the all-time leading receiving leader in Packers history.
Which Devontae could...
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know, man. The one thing that worries me about those longevity stats is how often he misses games.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't deny that that has happened a bit much here these last couple years. So I think that's the one thing that might, like, hold him back in that regard, just the longevity stuff.
Yep.
But you can't deny his greatness. Like, it is, you cannot deny it.
Well,
absolutely,
it's clear. I mean, the thing about Devontae Adams and why he's so good is because every team in the NFL knows how good he is.
Exactly.
Literally, every time you see Devontae Adams from now on, he is the Jerry Rice at his position. He is Randy Moss. Like, how teams attacked Randy Moss, how teams attacked Jerry Rice, he is the guy. You go Aaron Rodgers, and you go, what is Devontae Adams doing? That, and sometimes you're more keyed on Adams than you are on what Rodgers is going
to
do
to
you.
Have to be. And Aaron said it a couple weeks ago. It's like, they're going to have a plan for him. They have to. Like, because if they don't, it's just negligence. You know?
Well, and the only time you see, you know, to a here's a nit to pick, right? But it's not really a nit. I encourage Aaron Rodgers to throw some picks now and then. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's good to get it in the bloodstream, have something that you're like, you know what,
Aaron,
I don't want to do that
listening.
Again. You know what I'm saying? Like it's sometimes you need a little small failure like that.
Right,
it's not a catastrophic failure, right? It's just kind of like, I hate when I do that. Yeah. Little reminder.
Well, that's what he was doing last night.
He was in that sense. I don't think forcing it is the right word, but he was trying to get it to Davante Adams. Right, and those are the times he makes the mistake where he's not just everyone wants Adams to get the ball. It's funny because if Matt LaFleur wanted Aaron Jones to get the ball as much as he wants Davante Adams to get the ball, the Packers would be 16-0 right now.
That'll be interesting because they've only played 15 games. But
you know, Nagler, you know math is hard. Okay?
I know. I understand.
It'd be 15-0 right now. Thanks for allowing me to correct that.
It's no problem, man. I don't know if I completely agree with your police work
there. I figured you wouldn't.
But I like the idea.
Also,
and I think there's something to it.
Can we just give a shout out to the Indianapolis Colts, who basically Super Bowl was beating us because they're not going to make the playoffs? Whoa. Okay, I just wanted to say that. Joey. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, no.
Give a shout out to Joey.
Is someone watching? Is he watching?
I don't know. I saw him earlier.
Very good. What was I going to say? Oh, so let's go. Okay, so obviously Davante Adams is a god, and we know Aaron Rodgers is a major deity. So we know these things. But last night was a bit of a coming out party. A little welcome to the show, kid.
A bit.
For one Mr. A.J. Dillon. How great was that?
Wow.
Come on. Can we show this clip? This is the stuff I love. Let's just show. Look at, again, Fennel providing the video. Look, okay. Big runs.
That guy's going to miss.
That
guy's going to totally whiff.
Almost.
He's going to look like haha there.
Feature the running back making at least one or a couple guys miss. Now, these are the things that you would get, you know, you would hear Dillon knocked for in the draft industrial complex. Mm. And I give you Exhibit A. I mean, look, I understand that he's not your prototypical slasher, which is what I think a lot of fans have become used to in this offense with the zone scheme, etc. But I think he showcased again and again last night his ability not only in the open field to make guys miss, but to also just run through people. And the power that he had as that game went on is what was, to me, so impressive. Because it's one thing, you watch in those first few carries when he gets a yard, another yard, gets 2 yards, and you're thinking, oh, gosh, this is big guy. He needs to get up ahead of steam. Can they block it up? And then all of a sudden, 2 drives later, he's ripping off 6 yards,
but you know,
9 yards,
the thing, though.
12
you know,
yards.
The thing about this offense is, and this is what I was saying earlier, is that we only have problems running the ball when coach does not allow us to run the ball.
Right.
It's a play calling issue, and it's not the actual plays, because you know I don't like to get into all that.
Right.
But it's the ratio, right? In the third quarter, we do not like to run the ball. And in this game,
it's dangerous, though. It's dangerous to put that just on coach.
Also,
you know, Rodgers is involved in some of that.
Also, did you notice there were 2 second-and-10s? With over 10 yards.
Oh, A.J. Dillon ripping away, maybe.
So.
All right. I still hate
the
it.
Nagler nerd, the Nagler
nerd. I still
nerd.
Hate it.
And you should not run on 2nd-and-10 because that doesn't work. It worked. Like a 3-man rush gets you a DFR. Man.
Once, and then you pine for it for the rest of your
2nd-and-10s got a fr- I was like,
I
all
know,
in. And then all of a sudden, I was like, it didn't compute to my brain because I was like, wait, if I have the ratio, I want to be able to run and pass on 2nd down. And you were like, no, 2nd-and-10, 2nd-and-10. 2nd-and-10, 2 first downs. Come on, people. That's pretty amazing. I'm just on the – I'm still in the script. I'm still in the segment.
You are 1,000% correct. You are 1,000% correct.
And we both lost on the – somebody asked us, in watch party, somebody asked, what is –
Over under carries
on 7, and I should have just been like,
I said Vegas took it off the board as soon as Aaron Jones got hurt. Come on, that's you know, you call it an over under. It's not like you don't know what he would have gotten if Jones is healthy,
because
Jones got hurt on that pass that Rodgers threw behind him, and then the dude came up and hit him. And
I mean,
then they had to put AJ.
While we're on AJ Dillon, and I know nobody wants to talk about the draft right now, but like, we don't really have a lot to talk about as far as like, we got a Bears game and they really suck. But you know, everybody's like, oh, we still don't know about the draft because you kept Jordan Love in the first round and all this stuff. But like, okay, everybody was like, we didn't draft for need.
Right.
We needed AJ Dillon.
Last night, they most certainly did.
We needed A.J. Dillon.
In a pivotal late season game.
He was a key. Him and Corey Linsley and Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers were key to our success last night kicking the Tennessee Titans' ass.
Correct.
So clearly someone named Brian G knows what the Packers need, wherein the draft industrial DIC, is that what we're calling it?
Yes, sir.
The draft DIC. The dick. Okay. The dick.
Oh, no.
The DIC didn't know shit about the Green Bay Packers. Funny how that is.
Yeah.
Funny how that is, Aaron Nagler.
Yeah.
Funny how no one pays attention to the Green Bay Packers until they're in the Super Bowl. Back to my little ratio thing.
Mm-hmm.
If the Green Bay Packers are this good, this many people are talking about it. So it's like Chris Collinsworth last night, who comes into Lambeau and he's like, oh, it's so cold. It's like, bro, you were in the studio, and now you just went down and did a hit, and now you're acting like you're cold. Like, this is exactly it. It's like, people come to Lambeau. They come to Green Bay so they can experience the cold,
right,
but they don't know anything about our offense, right, about our defense, about what we try to do, or who we are.
That's mostly true, yes. Correct. That is 1,000% correct. I actually tried to ask Brian about that this past offseason, because he was getting killed. He was getting killed. You know it. All over the internet.
Dude, we were getting killed. Everybody was getting killed. And we weren't. I'm not even saying.
Oh, because we dared to say we got to let it play out.
Let's let it play out. Not this is a great decision. Right. I wasn't like such a prescient person that I was like, this is the most. I was like, my thing is like, the value is the value to your team. It's not some value on a sheet.
Oh, you see.
Some teams.
There's so many analytics guys who will like completely disagree with that. I had a back and forth with a few this morning.
They're wrong.
Here's my
thing. They're wrong.
This is where I always come down.
Sorry.
This is where I always come
down. They're wrong.
This is where I always come down. Like, you can say here is the historical kind of value of a running back, right? Whether it's where they're selected, how they were acquired, blah, blah, blah. Give me a spreadsheet, because I know you love them, of all these facts, right? I totally get it. All that is a historical suggestion of what has transpired before, but it has nothing to do with the context of the 2020 Green Bay Packers. And if Brian Gutekunst, who is in charge and is the one making the decisions, decides that this is how he wants to construct his team, I'm not going to call it a mistake. And that's what drives me insane.
Yes.
Is that all these analytics nerds are like, oh, it's a mistake to draft a running back there. It's like, no, that's how he envisions building his team. Go get your own team and build it with your spreadsheet, and we'll find out. Oh, but Aaron, I can't get a job. No shit, because it's a people business. That's what the nerds completely miss.
It was a mistake to draft Jamal Reynolds. It was,
exactly.
But we didn't know it was a mistake to draft him.
Some people did, but
we couldn't definitively say that until
exactly.
It's time.
I agree.
And it also goes back to this thing where, like, you know, I was watching a player who was like all excited. They had records in their high school and their college. Like, each one of those is a separate time in this player's life and where they developed and where they did their things. To me, it's like, yes, you can have the stats, and you can have. The stats have to be about what gives you W's and not what just gives you probabilities. And I think that's where missing. There's some missing stuff. It's like that's value because of value, like numbers.
You
know what?
That's what I mean.
My
just
salary
detach.
Cap is $90 million.
Detach.
If I win the Super Bowl and I spend less than $90 million, I don't care.
Yes, 1,000%. Exactly. Like, the other part that I think they always kind of overlook, and or when they say it's a mistake to draft a running back that early, they have literally been following A.J. Dillon's career since his first day on campus in Boston College.
You bet your ass.
They know more about him than anybody on any internet website with their stupid fucking draft lists knows about pretty much anything in the draft, much less A.J. Dillon. So if Brian Gutekunst, again, comes back to context and his vision for his team that he is constructing, how he values not only what the young man can do on a football field, not only how he fits in the construct of the offense, but also how he fits in the locker room, how he fits within the franchise.
What kind of person
he is. Make mistakes. This kid just survived almost, 2 months of being on the COVID list?
Yep.
Who's to say if this is some other kid whose personality
Resilience.
Is different, who has a different kind of makeup, has a different kind of character, doesn't go fuck it up and messes up the entire, not only just his own situation, but the team situation. The thing we kept talking about all offseason was how teams handle COVID. is going to be a great determination and help determine how their season progresses and or is successful.
Yep.
The Packers have done it extremely well.
Yep.
They have handled it extremely well because of the team and the people that Brian Gutekunst has brought together. And I know
people do matter.
Every analytics nerd is going to say that shit doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying there's where you're wrong. I'm not saying that, yes, you can have tons of information from your historical perspective of what has transpired before, but that's all it is. The past is not immediately prologue. And I'm sick of people acting like it is.
Well, you know who know that? You know the people that know that? Our stockbrokers, right? Mm. Because literally, when you get a report from a stockbroker, every dick stat,
Ron Wolf was a stockbroker.
Every dick DIC stat, okay? Right. Everyone should have this thing. Past performance is not indicative of future results or whatever. Right. There's literally a term that they put on every report.
Yeah, we used to have them every day.
And the problem that I have with like these PFF guys and all these other people is that like that's the thing. It's like this is law, not this is a guide, this is an outline. It's like I'm Moses. Like, bro, you're not Moses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You're not Moses.
1,000%. And it's like I get a bit of it. Some of it, no question about it, is. Somewhat, you know, you're talking about picking nits. We are hemming and hawing about what you're calling things, right? It's terminology. It's how do you define stuff? Because like Eric this morning said, you know, you draft a running back that high. You know, if you have a quarterback like Mahomes or Rodgers, you can make up for that mistake. No. See, this is exactly my point. You say mistake. That's where you fall apart. That's where you fall. It's not a mistake.
Because you're making a judgment.
It's not doing it the way you would do it.
Right.
That's the only that's the difference. It's like just because someone values something differently doesn't mean it's a mistake. It's just a messaging thing. That's all. That's what drives me nuts.
It's not just a messaging thing, though, because they know their grammar. They know grammar. They're not morons.
I know, but I think they have the guys at PFF and DVOA stuff at Football Outsiders. I think it all has value. It does have value. I think they are really smart people. But they get locked into these absolutes that just drive me insane.
And I know we're still on this A.J. Dillon thing, but the trolls that still exist, okay? Yeah. So if you're a Packer fan out there and you're trolling and you're just being like, look, this is not perfect for me, this is not what I want out of life. I bet that there's a Venn diagram where there is the person who's trolling. And whether or not you liked Jordan Love as the first round draft pick for the Green Bay Packers,
right?
Because there are people that's really it for them, right? Yep. To them, it's like you chose for the future in this moment, and that person doesn't play. And I would, and that's kind of like
that
my
shit kills me. Every
but
week.
That's like Bart
Last
Winkler.
Night.
Like, that's Bart
Last
Winkler
night.
Right now. That's who I was going to have you add to the Packers blogosphere.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
can we wait till blogosphere?
Yes,
I'm not
I know.
Up for it right
but,
now.
But what I'm going to say about that is
right.
The idea that here's the crazy thing, right?
Hmm.
The Packers are the number one team in the NFC. They control their destiny.
Right.
They can play all of their games if they win out at the beautiful Lambeau Field.
Pictured behind me.
And maybe by doing that, they might be able to have some fans in the stands in this godforsaken year that we've just finally in 5 days are leaving. 3 days. Whatever. I can't count. Everybody knows this. They cannot stay. To me, if you are the greatest team in the NFC, which we are.
Facts only.
If you're knocking on the doorstep and you're like, hey, I get to play at home all day. Who cares who you took in number one? You got that in the bank. You got money in the bank and you making money.
Sounds good to me.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not upset about it.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Because, again, like we talked about, you had that narrative in April.
No, of course.
You got to hold on to it.
But it just, it falls apart. It falls completely apart after last night.
Yes.
Like, I think that's what it was. Like, a lot of people, Zach Cruz, a lot of people were responding to this idea that the entire dick draft industrial complex fell apart on the Green Bay Packers. Everything that was said about the Green Bay Packers last night fell apart. I know we got to wait 3 years, but a shitload of stuff fell apart last night, okay?
Yeah,
it just did.
Oh, I love it. I love that that was all about A.J. Dillon. That's awesome. Let's get to the defense quick, because then we got to do Bears preview, and then we got to get to the blogosphere, and then we got to get out of here.
Okay. We got time. We're 5:32. We're fine.
Derrick Henry didn't get 100 yards
Who's
last Derek night, Corey.
Henry?
Not 100 yards!
Who's Derrick
Couldn't be
Henry?
My guy. My guy was a rookie. Played his first extensive action. He got over 100 yards. Two touchdowns. Derrick Henry, did he find the end zone?
No.
Oh, my God! Derrick Henry didn't get in the end zone?
No.
I've been asked about Derrick Henry 4 billion times in the last 8 months, and he didn't even find the end zone last night? That's impossible. Please tell me, what alternate reality have I entered? Is this the Spider-Verse?
Yes.
Are you Miles? What's going on here? Like, I was told Derrick Henry was going to walk. Last night they had a picture of Derrick Henry arriving at Lambeau. Just arriving at Lambeau, wearing a coat. Man's wearing a coat. Great. I'm really happy for you. Stay warm. It's cold in Green Bay. And fuck, Twitter would have had you thinking like the Hulk had arrived. Man, remember in Rocky IV? Remember when he's pummeling him, pummeling the Russian, and he starts bleeding?
Okay.
See? He's not a machine. He's just a man. Last night, Derrick Henry was just a man.
He was. He definitely was.
Hope we see you in the Super Bowl so you can be just a man again.
I don't want to see him in the Super Bowl.
I do.
I'm not scared of him.
After all the nonsense I've heard the last 8 months about this guy, I love Derrick Henry. Love him as a player. But God damn, people lose their fucking minds.
I only want to see one team in the Super Bowl.
The Kansas City Chiefs?
Super Bowl one.
Super Bowl one rematch.
Super Bowl one. That's what I want. I want it to be settled. I want the circle to be closed. I want Patrick Mahomes. Hey, I think Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback. I think he stole a lot of shit from Aaron Rodgers. Totally cool. That's what happens. You're the next generation. That's great. But, yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I'm totally feeling that. Totally. Tyreek Hill, that's a problem. But we'll deal with that
the
if we get to it.
The whole offense is a problem.
I know, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Going to be, it'll
we'll
be
deal
like
with it when we
100
get
to 100.
Yes, exactly.
Okay? It'll be battle of the offense.
Going into OT.
Yeah.
Going 100
into
to 1.
Second OT. I mean, come on. It'll just be, it'll be amazing.
I'm down with it.
It'll be amazing.
I'm definitely down with
if
it.
That happens.
Gary and Savage absolutely delivered last night. Not only did Savage had one pick because of Gary's pressure, specifically because of Gary walking the offensive tackle into Tannehill's lap. He should have had a pick six on the second one, but hey, I ain't going to be upset about it because, wow, talk about ascending at the right time.
We've talked about it on the show. That's all we needed.
We
all
just
the pieces
needed
to go together.
Young players, and it's been frustrating. You know, I get upset at the defense more than anybody. But I'm telling you, man, holy cow, how exciting is this to watch? Watch these young pups grow up before our eyes over the course of the last month, basically.
I mean, it really starts up front. It's like Z's motor keeps everything alive, right? It gets Preston going. Preston's got his hands up. He gets a batted ball. Gary, and then you got Savage and Jair back there. And don't forget Adrian Amos, who we didn't talk about enough.
No.
But we didn't talk about him because he's doing his job.
Yeah, he's just solid as hell. Although he was, I will say, the worst defensive tape from last night, and the it's kind of almost funny, is the Tannehill touchdown run. Amos is just lost. He comes up. You can tell all week they've been talking about, all right, rally to Henry. Bodies on Henry. Everyone to Henry. And then, like, he steps up, and then Tannehill goes, whoa. And you literally, on the all 22, you see him go.
You can literally take
that play. Like, he literally does a double take.
They don't get that. They only get that play
one
time.
I know, exactly.
Like, you get that one time. You better choose the right
time. And they hit it.
Yeah,
there's no doubt.
No, it's true.
But that it is hilarious. You see him come up and go. Like, he just has no idea.
And, you know, you didn't see – I haven't watched Tennessee all year, but the thing that you only saw, like, two or three times, which I thought was pretty fascinating, might have been situational football, is you didn't see a lot of in-the-middle throws. So either there was coverage or,
They did a pretty good job.
I mean
– I want to go back and look at
my Twitter feed is full. Are, like, two or three people who are like, Corey, I just want to apologize to Mike Patton because he called the hell of a game last night.
I mean, they look pretty damn good. I will say, I love anytime you can get Jair up and press. Like, can we just get we need to hire an intern to just make a cut up of Jair playing press coverage. That's all I want. That needs to happen. And then, hey, so you talked about Za'Darius. It's kind of funny
how quietly awesome he was last night.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people have talked about Gary and Savage coming off of this game for obvious reasons. Za'Darius had the big sack that made his bonus kick in. He made a lot of money last night because he reached a threshold, a number of sacks, etc. That's all great. But just down in and down out, you talk about a team that has – it's so funny. When offenses run the ball, it's obvious up front that they have to do two things. They want to double team Kenny Clark, and they want to make sure they have some kind of backside cutoff and or – you know, extra attention to Za'Darius to make sure he doesn't run it down from behind. They're usually not too worried about Preston running it down from behind. They are always cognizant of Za'Darius. Down in, down out, Z was absolutely on fire last night. And it's not going to show up a ton in the stat sheet. You're not going to see a lot of highlights. But, man, he was quietly excellent last night. And he got the sack, which was hilarious because on the
he
play,
was a stunt for Gary.
He was
right?
basically trying to clear something out for Gary to run up the middle, and then he
we
went.
Talked
oh,
about that last
hi,
night. That's awesome.
The quarterback's here.
But that's the thing. Great. Like, if he takes his gap and he's got that energy and that motor, they got to react to it.
Ridiculous.
So then they got to do something else, and there's a guy in their face. And so that is much
people.
Like Corey Linsley starting the play and calling protection and getting it going.
Yep.
You know, it makes the whole thing go. We had a Vikings troll in the chat. I just put him in a timeout. So sorry about that, you guys. I didn't even see it. I try to get it.
You split with the Packers. I know that's like winning the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
I know you don't have any
they
trophies.
Won Minnesota Super
Shine
Bowl.
That one. Hey, when the Packers
they're
won.
They're going to put that banner up. That, 2020, we beat the Packers.
When the Packers won in 96, I think they split with the Vikings. And I'm sure the Vikings still fans look back on that one really fondly. I mean, other than when you're celebrating injuring Aaron Rodgers, because that's your only accomplishment in the last 20 years. So, I mean, I understand you got to celebrate where you can. Wow. So, hey, great victory in Lambeau a few weeks ago. I know you're going to hold on to that all offseason. Yeah. Good for
you. Oh, I can't
good
wait.
For you.
If the Packers – okay, good here's the thing. You. If the Packers don't win the Super Bowl, here's the thing. And I'm not jinxing us, I'm not saying. I just can guarantee – here's what I can guarantee. If the Packers don't win the Super Bowl, guaranteed there will be articles about the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears, not the Detroit Lions, but there will be articles about the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings and how they have ascended.
They're
and
coming
they become,
for the Packers'
they
throne.
Such a great team.
They are
the
threat
season.
To the Packers. That's
They're
coming.
The new NFC
no
North.
No
know
doubt.
It. You know
Has
it.
Has Mitch Trubisky passed Aaron Rodgers?
Rob Reichel already wrote the article. He's just waiting to publish it.
Oh, God, I can't
Mark
wait.
Daniels is like, oh, that's in my draft.
That's
interesting.
That's I love how you play act like Mark Daniels is listening to us. Yeah. Mark Daniels never misses a live, even when we go on the wrong day. Daniels gets,
he's like,
he is subscribed to Cheesehead
talk
TV
shit
YouTube.
About me today.
He is like, I want to get that alert, and I want to make sure I'm there.
Cheesehead TV.
And, oh, I have that in my draft. That's great. I love it. Okay, let's talk about this Bears game real quick. Trubisky is back!
Woo!
I hope we pick him off four times. And, Walsh, can we take my camera, please? Guys, the Bears still suck. See right here? The Bears still suck. And Mitch Trubisky is going to throw at least one interception against the Packers on Sunday.
Oh, for sure.
Mark it zero.
One.
At least. So I just said at least. It's all good. LaToya, we love you.
LaToya,
thank you. I always got to give LaToya a shout
definitely.
Out. She's the best. Jair versus Allen Robinson. This is the heavyweight bout. This is what I am talking about. This is worth the price of admission on Sunday. Although you can't get into the game, probably. But
I was about to say.
If you could, Allen Robinson versus Jair
We're
going to
be together for the watch party on that game.
Crazy,
can you believe it?
And Charlie Behrens will be joining us.
Charlie Behrens will be remote.
Unless he larrivees us, so we'll find out.
He'll larrivee us.
He'll larrivee.
No, but that's going to be exciting.
It's going to be crazy.
That's going to be weird. I feel like you're going to be tamer. If you look at past watch parties and we sit together, we're just like, we're kind of like chill. And then you'll get like mad, but it's not like when you're alone. Like when you're alone, there's something about like
the anger
you get
comes
your
out.
Yeah, you get like even and what for
My
me, I'm
Anakin.
Like, oh, I'm all lonely. What's up, guys? Hey, how's it going? I'm watching the Packer game.
Oh God. I don't know. I'll talk about that in therapy this week, I'm sure. Jair versus Robinson. The beauty of it, the poetry of it is Jair Alexander shutting down Allen Robinson in his final game Woo! As a Chicago Bear. Because he's set to hit free agency, and you know, Woo. Like, Jair's going to make him pissed. He's going to get it under his skin, and he's going to, like, have some drops. He'll probably get a catch or two, but that'll be it. And he'll be pissed, and Trubisky will miss him on some open thing where the one time they play zone, and, you know, it's going to be beautiful. And Al Robinson can sit there in free agency and go, God damn it, why didn't I choose Green Bay? Because it came down to Green Bay and Chicago, and he chose Chicago. Sorry, not sorry, kid.
Hey.
Good luck. Better luck next time.
Made your bed, buddy.
And then finally, another test for the run defense this week. David Montgomery is finally rounding into shape, into the back that I saw at Iowa State. He was my favorite player in that draft X number of years ago. I love him as a player. I hate that the Bears drafted him, and he is going to be a problem. There is no question in my mind. This is another great test for the Packers' run defense. And I know they just did their thing with
in
Henry.
The first quarter. In the first quarter.
And that's a big part
it's
of it.
It's going to be a real...
Can you get up
basically,
quickly?
In the first quarter, the run defense is going to be... And then after that, it's just going to be like, nobody cares. Nah, what it's going to be is the Packers are going to get up by three scores, but it's not going to be like three touchdowns. It'll be like...
It'll be 17-0.
Yeah. Right. And so everybody... So they won't take Rodgers out. They still won't take Rodgers out. And then you're like, please put TBLS in, and then you'll be like, don't take him out, and then,
dude, can you if it's like a 45-point first half,
TBLS,
and then they come in and Rodgers throws another touchdown to start the second half,
then they
put Boyle in.
I feel like Coach is not going to take Rodgers out unless they're up by 40. Seriously,
yeah, they got to be up like 45 at least.
Seriously,
at least
he's like, no, 39, no, 40.
We're still in danger. All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we're ready. Let's do it. Week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. Corey, you know, oftentimes we find stuff throughout the Packer Blogosphere during the week. However, this week we didn't have a week because it's the day after the game. So I was wondering, what can I find within the Packer Blogosphere to, you know, shine a light on? Usually we find some ridiculous takes or maybe something funny that happened in a press conference.
Yep.
I didn't have to look far. I was worried. I was fretting. What would I possibly put in the Packer Blogosphere for this week? And I found it almost immediately after the game. So I'm sure everyone remembers because as we talked about earlier, A.J. Dillon had a game for the ages, and he scored twice, two touchdowns, which meant two Lambeau leaps for the young man. The first one, pretty much null and void, just didn't even get up over the wall.
Nope.
So the second attempt, he had some help from a teammate. Let's roll this clip here. Here's A.J. Dillon kicking Al Lazar in the head and getting help up onto the wall. Look how tired he is. Oh, he's like, oh, my God. Like, every guy talks about, like, their first leaps being, like, so much harder than they expected them to be.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you also have people helping you up.
Well, sometimes you just run and do it, and, like, and then you also have fans.
That's what I'm saying.
In.
Like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Fans
sometimes,
like,
sometimes.
Okay, I got you.
So, I love this. So, Allen Lazar took to the Packers Instagram. Like, show this. Show the Packers. If at first you don't Lambeau leap, score and try again. Allen Lazar says, got all them leg muscles, but can't jump. So, thank you, Allen Lazar, for giving us some Packer Blogosphere material this week by roasting your own teammate after he couldn't get in up for a Lambeau leap on his second attempt after basically carrying the offense down the field.
Yikes.
Like, I know it's all in jest, and I know it's all love. I just love that. I thought
I'm surprised, actually. I was going to talk about this in rehearsal, and I'm going to throw this on you now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that you didn't pull the old Bart Winkler tweet out.
What happened to Bart Winkler?
Why does he want to be the heel of Wisconsin? I don't understand.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it like
is he trying to be Bill Michaels? I feel like he's trying to be the new Bill Michaels.
I don't even know if he's like no, because I think Bill actually believes the things he says. And I've talked to Bill, and I know Bill, and I've talked to Bart.
Like, why attack Zach Cruz? This is what I don't understand.
That was bizarre to me. And I was going to tweet him and say, look, when you're wondering why I unfollowed you, this tweet is why. Because, like, Zach had a very funny tweet. He said,
I thought it was hilarious.
It was, like, you know, something about, you know,
and
the sound of draft takes being or Googling draft takes. And
he's like,
Siri,
yeah.
That was it. Siri,
please
remove all draft takes.
Draft takes from Twitter and 2020.
Because, lots of people had bad draft takes.
What
and
we
blah,
talked
blah, blah,
about.
Blah,
yeah.
Blah, everything we've talked about. And Bart retweeted it with some nonsense about, doing all the different things. Like
Siri,
going all the,
Alexa.
Siri, Alexa, Google, hey, Jeeves, and all
but
this stuff.
But then, on the reply, he's like,
yeah, and
it's pretty.
And
it's
Zach,
pretty
I thought, was,
I was like,
Zach was spot on in saying what a, I can't remember the exact wording, but something like petulant take or something. And Bart responded, thanks for the response. Keep up the mediocre work.
Oh, that's like.
Wait, Bart Winkler called someone else mediocre?
Oof. Ouch.
What world are we living in? Like.
Well, I don't get it. It's like, is that an engagement play? Like, I don't understand. It's like, okay, I get that you don't like, again, we've talked about this. And that's where I was talking about, the crux and the anchor. Like, I get that you don't like the Jordan Love pick, whatever the opposite of Homer is, that's what that is, right? It's like,
they're literally first in the NFC. And you're like, what he calls people who actually enjoy the team. Like, we drink the Kool-Aid, or we are Goody's Army, or whatever nonsense
he says. Yeah, Goody's Army, that's hilarious.
Like, we've literally said, go back. There's video evidence of us. We have a whole fucking, tweet video about nobody knows. We are part of nobody.
Yeah, nobody. We're nobody.
Nobody knows.
We're literally
we are literally
nobody.
Nobody. Nobody knows. We are the opposite of every draft take, hot take merchant. We are the opposite of the draft industrial complex. We admit we don't know shit. Everyone else out there telling you they know it. No, they don't. Yeah. We are pointing at the emperor and saying there are no clothes there.
Well, it's like why
I like
Aaron Rodgers' show tomorrow on Pat McAfee.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's great because it's like it's the same thing. He's like, people don't know, and here's what the media does. Not media like thing, but here are people do because they have these things and try to explain that there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns.
There are known knowns and unknown knowns. Or something. I heard that once.
Are you Donald Rumsfeld?
I heard that once somewhere.
Right
yeah, apparently.
Lord.
You go to the Super Bowl with the team you have, not the team you wish you had.
True. And you know what else? I got a Matt LaFleur quote for you.
Oh boy, what's that?
Don't apologize for winning.
Ever. Ever. You know who doesn't? The Green Bay Packers.
That's right.
The Green Bay Packers do not apologize for winning. All right. Let's get to those super chats.
Oh yeah, I was
see what's
to
going
do
on the
I
old
actually,
internet.
I was actually supposed to be working and I failed. Right.
Oh, dude, tell me about it. This whole year, as I've been trying to do that, it's too hard. It's too hard to engage a conversation and be monitoring that. Like, it's too hard. We got to get someone to do that. That's next year.
Maybe. Oh, we got hello from Denmark. Oh wait,
Denmark, what's
I
up?
I don't know how to. How do I? Oh, here I'm adding to the queue.
How do I do this?
How do I do?
Corey's
this?
Been gone since
it's
March.
Been a while.
She doesn't even remember how to do anything.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
You're like, let's go to the chat. Oh, here's a super chat. Charlie.
There it is.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead. Get, I'm adding super chats now. Joey, you're right. Lambo never leaves me. All right, I already added that one.
Mm-hmm. You have 10 minutes, by the way.
I have an appointment. I have 10 minutes. Carrying the G up here in northern Michigan. I'm adding some Facebooks.
Uh-huh.
Is Negs always this? That's hilarious.
Oh, no.
Oh,
boy.
Okay, this is hard. I'm trying.
I know. People. Hey, let me throw in a random stat as we're waiting for Corey to add this shit. A.J. Dillon forced 9 missed tackles last night, rushed for 7 first downs, and averaged 4.4 yards after contact against the Titans. How's that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Nags, do you fly to Wisconsin every week? Charlie? No. I usually... Last year, the gig was I flew to Wisconsin for the home games. I don't know what we're going to do next year. No, there are many possibilities.
Yeah, you guys just keep playing them, and I'll put them in.
Keep throwing them up here so I can read them on program. Carrying the G up here in northern Michigan. What's up, Andrew? How you doing, buddy? Thanks for checking it out. Okay, let's go. Got to get to them all. Irvin. How awesome was it seeing J.K. Scott celebrate by himself on the blocked field goal after finally making a tackle? That was kind of sad, but also hilarious. But it was you know, notable that he got up and was really pumped, and everyone else around him was totally pissed because the block had happened. But JK was definitely feeling it, no doubt. All right, what's next? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Dustin, you're always here. This is the most anyone has ever talked about an offensive line positively. They're the players that make the offense go, no doubt about it. Devontae, for 12 games a season, is better than 99% of wide receivers for 16 games. I wonder if 33 considers the attention. They're cutting off. I can't read them all. But yes. Will it be amazing when Dylan develops a Henry-esque stiff arm? I will say, look, yeah, he's very young, and he's only going to get better.
Yeah, he's going to get better.
He had the score, the touchdown at the goal line last night, where he is trucking. He legit, I think Brick killed a guy. Like, he plows through number 92 of the Titans on that play. Like, 92 actually plays it pretty well and is about to shed the block, and Dylan absolutely goes nuclear on him. Like, it's amazing. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about the kid's physicality. Love the shirts. Thank you. Thanks. You can find them at the Cheesehead TV store, which is available if you're watching on YouTube. Right below the video, there's a shelf right to all of our, you'll see some merch there. It goes to our store with all of our merch available. If you're on Facebook, go to teespring.com/Cheesehead TV. And if you are listening on the podcast, that's where you want to go. What's next? Tulio, thanks for the super chat. Gotta love the Packer way of thinking football. I very much agree. They do not operate like any other team.
I added them all, I think. I'm with you now. Next. All right. Go ahead. Will Glass. Fellas, just ordered that the Bears still suck shirt. There you go. About. Thank you.
Yeah, I had someone DM me on Facebook this morning. They were like, where did you get that shirt? I'm like, right here.
Right here.
We need a You're Not Moses shirt. Thanks, Aaron. Aaron, that's, I like that. That's perfect. I love it. What else we got? Savage is savage. You got that right, Michael. That's what I'm talking about. Con Krug, what's up? Victory Monday, Pappy Fun donation. Thank you,
nice.
Sir.
Thank
also,
you.
Bears week as well as Lock Up Home Field Sunday week. DIC is priceless.
Thank you. Ronnie on Facebook. Go Packers and Cheeseheads. What's up,
Thank
Facebook?
You, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie. Then we got LaToya, who we said, Go Pack Go. Love
Hi,
you
LaToya.
Guys. What's up, LaToya? Andrew's Paradise.
Ooh, there we
the
go.
The confidence MLF Rodgers had giving Dylan the rock on 3rd and 2 or 3 was awesome. What all of us diehards were waiting for.
Aha, there it is. I will say, my comments, replies, my mentions on Twitter, my inbox, have been full of people asking for A.J. Dillon in short yardage situations all year long. So
true.
It was very nice to see, no doubt about it.
H. Carrington, watching some national writers now start arguing that Rodgers has a comparable supporting cast to Mahomes is amusing.
What?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I love those guys, but there's no comparabling.
What?
Brian on Facebook, I need one of those shirts. Facebook, if you need to, teespring.com/CheeseheadTV. Check them out. Brent Schoonover is the man.
He designed this.
And we just came out with D-Train shirts today.
Come on now.
And
Come
we've
on,
got
D-Train.
A very special shirt coming out coming out this week. That's pretty hilarious, actually.
It's pretty great.
Then we got Michael. Should I be nervous for Sunday? Carry the G.
Michael, why?
Michael, come on.
Well, Michael.
What are you doing?
What?
Michael, what are you doing?
Michael.
What are you doing with your life,
I
Michael?
Said this morning.
Michael, you're watching the show.
On Packers Daily, but apparently repeating. It bears repeating, get it? Here's the thing, Michael. No. The only team that can beat the Green Bay Packers are the Green Bay Packers.
True.
It's not a coincidence that they are now, or they have been, they are 10-0 when not turning the ball over. They turned the ball over last night and still won.
Yep.
The only team. Yeah. But that's a turnover.
True.
They still won. The only team that can beat the Packers is the Packers. Also, I would also posit this. Would worrying help? If you spent all week worrying, is that going to make the Packers play better?
Nope.
No. Enjoy it. Your team is the best team in the NFC, maybe the NFL. They're going to go whoop the Bears' ass.
And then we got Ryan. We got Andrew. Yeah. Ryan throwing on Alexander on 4th and 4. Laugh emojis.
You know, pretty damn pretty damn funny, if you ask me.
Thank you for the super chat, you guys. Appreciate you.
Are we good? We done?
We're
out.
Watch party, you guys. Watch party for the Bears. We're going to be in studio. It might be our last in studio. This week only is our in studio appearances. Then I'm getting my ass back to Green Bay because I miss
snow.
I miss it so much. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to be in Green Bay because hopefully the Packers are in the playoffs the entire time at Lambeau. Won't have to even leave my I'll leave my house hopefully because the Packers will let me in finally.
I'm all about
I don't
that.
Think they will, but
yeah,
I'm skeptical, but
I'm skeptical,
you know,
maybe what we might. Yeah, there'll be a lot going on. Make sure you do watch party. Hey, and if you're a Patreon member, please join us tomorrow night for the Patreon happy hour. If you aren't a Patreon member, please consider joining patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. Every little bit we get from Patreon goes back into the brand, whether it's social, whether it's video, whether it's the website. Everything we do is supported on by our Patreon page. We can't thank you guys enough for the support. Tomorrow night will be the happy hour. The info will be up tomorrow morning on the Patreon page. It's a lot of fun each and every week. It's very freewheeling, a lot of fun, very relaxed, we're pretty relaxed here, but very unlike everything else, which is pretty regimented. It's a good time. Hope you can join us. Corey, anything else for the fine folks at home?
Nope.
That'll do it for this episode of Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank everyone who joined us today and who makes Cheesehead TV part of their daily Packers routine. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
2.86, Tom says. Yes, it's a roundup in that case. But
I was trying to be generous.
Thank you, Nags. I appreciate that. You know, I understand your question. I think there may be a misnomer among yourselves and the others at Cheesehead TV, is that right?
That is correct.
That maybe if a second and 10 is called and it's a run pass and I'm going to choose to pass out of spite for the...
I can not spite. You. I didn't say spite. Come on now.
Okay.